Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.
Tigers win, take 2 of 3 against the Royals. They've won 3 straight series, 16-12, 1 win away from overachieving. John, we set the mark for 16 wins at the end of April. We got 2 coming up against the Cardinals before May 1st.
Should get at least 1 win out of that, if not both. I mean, the Cardinals aren't a great team this year. Yep. And then it gets harder.
Yep. And there's your baseball. Let's talk draft. Let's talk Brad Holmes, and let's talk about exactly what he left the draft with. Conviction was obvious. The man traded up 4 times. He wanted to trade up to get Rakestraw. It would have been 5 trades up in the NFL draft. He had guys he wanted. He said, I'm going to just do what I have to do to get him. He was on a heater. That in the zone, I'm on fire. I can't miss. I'm going to just go for it. I'm going to go get my guys throughout the draft. And he did. John, I have 2 compliments and 1 complaint.
Okay.
With Brad Holmes' draft. Let's start with the good stuff. The compliments. And there's no shortage of them this morning. Most people really like what he did. The Lions gave up the most yards per catch last year, the most air yards in the NFL last season. The problem was downfield coverage. Mm-hmm. They doubled down on 2 dogs to start the draft. Arnold and Rakestraw. Both will come up and stop the run. Both can play man coverage. Both are physical. Both have that confident mentality. That's doubling down on a clear downfield weakness. That's a compliment. 2 dogs they never should have been able to get, right? The idea was Arnold, you can't take Arnold. You're picking at 29. He fell a little bit. They moved up a little bit. They got their guy. And Rakestraw was someone who some people thought could have gone in the first.
Yeah.
They get him at the end of the second. I thought that was a clear commitment to getting not only the best player available, but guys that really do make this defense better.
Yeah, when you put it with, you know, Tariq Arnold, and you put it with Davis, you put him with Branch. Now you have, I mean, Arnold is going to be your, eventually, hopefully he's CB1.
Mm-hmm.
And now Carlton Davis, like, what do you do with him? Like,
he's only got 1 year on his deal currently.
Right, but so for this year, and who knows who's CB1? I don't even want to debate that right now, but you have really good talent, guys that can play press man coverage, which is what Aaron Glenn wants to do. And then you throw on top of that, how we're going to use Brian Branch. You're going to use him as a safety, as a nickel. You've got Rakestraw, who is kind of similar, I don't think as physical as Branch, but you can use him and be creative. Now you throw Malafonwu in there. Kirby Joseph. The secondary has now, I'm not going to say it's a strength yet because I need to see it on the field. I need to see these young guys develop, but on paper, they got not just a little bit better from last year. They got a lot better.
It's a young, aggressive, ball-hawking group of players. You're right. It's still unproven, but that's part of the value in Carlton Davis is getting a veteran to secure one side while you give the other 2 corners. We know there's a learning curve in the NFL. These are the best athletes in the world, and you got to mirror them. You got to react in real time and keep up with them. I do think they've given themselves a chance to be much better in the secondary, especially second half of the season when those guys start to get their wind and get their feet under them. And what do they always say? We want to win in December, which you extend to January, February. That's the type of moves they made. Because last year, late in the season, they were getting beat up and down the field in the secondary. So it's not a surprise then that they target 2 players they really liked first and second round on the corner spots.
Well, and you pair that with what's going on in the division, all right? In Minnesota, established as one of the best wide receiving cores, if not the best in the NFL. You've got to be able to match up deep with them. And now all of a sudden you look at Chicago. DJ Moore, Keenan Allen, Romo Odunze. Those are some dudes that you're going to have to cover. And if you can cover them, now you can get after both young quarterbacks that Minnesota and Chicago has.
My second compliment, we wanted offensive line help. It looks like they got two offensive linemen that have the ability to stick here long term. That's appreciated. Now, we'll get into your assessment of Gio Manu because I want to hear it from you this morning, 702, exactly how he fits as a project out of British Columbia. But it's clear that Holmes looked at the guy and said 6'8", 350, athletic. There's some traits. We like him. And then Mahogany is the guard they took out of Boston College. And I know, six-round pick. What do you mean? Can he stick? He was a guy that a lot of people thought could have gone on late day two. They got him late day three. He is a dirtbag, as Brad Holmes says, which is a compliment for an offensive lineman to be a dirtbag. Your interior offensive line mauler, who was a multi-time captain. I thought it was nice to see some investment in the offensive line to keep the engine revving for years to come.
And I think that's a better pick. Now, I'm not trying to throw Sorsdahl under the bus, but he's a guy that's going to take, again, some time to develop. And we saw him play last year, and he was better at the end of the year than he was at the beginning of the year. He was asked to do a little bit too much at the beginning of the year due to injury. And I'm just, I have a question mark above him, and a question mark on all these guys because we haven't seen them play at this level. But Mahogany is a guy that has played against high-level talent. I know what he brings because I've been able to see it on film against some of the best that college football has to offer. He's a solid, solid player on the interior.
My concern, I think it's more of a minor gripe. I don't love that the Lions are still going to have to blitz their way to a buddy for Aiden Hutchinson. 11th in blitz rate a year ago, 22nd in sacks. John, just to keep it consistent, when the offseason began, we said that was one of our three biggest priorities for this team, and it was essentially Marcus Davenport on a one-year deal who hasn't been productive for 2 years, and then they did not address the edge at all. They're going to have to blitz to get pressure. I don't like when you have to do it. Maybe they'll have the corners who can press up and man up and win one-on-one, but I hate that that's the way they have to play based on the fact that they didn't address the edge.
Well, I'm expecting Aleem McNeil to take another step forward and be a little bit better in year four than he was last year, and he was pretty good last year. You've got DJ Reader, who is a guy that can apply pressure from the interior, but you're talking about a guy that is opposite. Now, if you're on first and second down, Davenport has to be that guy. On third down, third and long, it sounds to me like they're banking on James Houston being able to be what he was as a rookie. Now, I don't think he gets back to that level of production. And I'm still kind of curious as to how he got seven sacks as a rookie in, eight games? But
I think it was eight sacks.
Yeah. So I think they are counting on him to be a major player this year. We didn't see it at all last year because of the injury until late, and then should have been flagged for a late hit on a quarterback.
But does that concern you at all that they would be maybe banking on that?
Nobody knows except them. They're the ones that see these guys every single day. And if they believe James Houston is legit, he is that third down pass rush specialist, because that's all he will be. He's never going to be a guy that sets the edge. Right now, I'm going to give him the benefit of the doubt. The issue that I had was, all right, Amon-Ra St. Brown, J-Mo, and yeah, you've got Khalif could be a third option at receiver. DPJ is there. Antoine Green, what type of step does he take from being a late round pick last year to being productive this year? You lose a guy in Josh Reynolds that was very reliable up until the very end. And I just don't see very good depth there. What happens? Because Amon-Ra St. Brown has missed a game almost every year. What happens in those games? And yes, you've got Sam Laporta, you've got Jahmyr Gibbs, you've got other guys that can take up some of that production, but I was hoping to see another weapon as a wide receiver.
I wouldn't have minded. We talked about it, but it was not something that I thought was urgent because of a guy you didn't mention. The player they traded up to draft 12th overall. Make a little more room on his plate, and I think that's only right that you would assume J-Mo, right. This year, big year, go double your production. What the hell? Why not?
Yeah, double then some.
Sure.
Double plus.
My point is that may be some of this. And is he as reliable as Reynolds? Certainly doesn't have the familiarity with Goff, but the skill is there. And he looked good at the end of that season where it wasn't just gadget plays, but like real route running and getting open. And I think that's more of the expectation. 248-539-9797. What do you make of what Brad Holmes did? Trading up, getting his guys. As you look at the haul, you can give a grade. I know grades the day after the draft are frowned upon.
You can, whatever floats your boat, you can give a grade if you want. I will not grade. I'll either approve or it's pass fail right now.
I'll throw a letter grade on it, and people are encouraged to do so on the phones. And then, John, we do need to get into this offensive tackle because I want your area of expertise. Can this guy be an NFL guy? It's 97-1.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Day, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.